is so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Praise God. God wants to speak to you, speaks to your heart. So we're going to get into the Word of God. So open your heart to receive from God today. Open your heart to the Word of God, and you're going to be touched forever. Amen. So we're going to take a few minutes right now to share on social media. You can also help us get the word out by sharing on your social media. Let people know, friends, especially Canadians, you know, Canada needs a word revival, a revival in each heart. And that comes from opening up your Bible and reading the written word of God. Amen. Praise God. This is going to be so exciting. I'm so excited to hear the word of God today. So also, while you're sharing, you can get your Bibles ready because we're going to open our Bibles. Amen. And please let us know. Let us know that you're watching. Say hello. Say your name, where you're from. And we love the comments. We're so excited to hear from you. We appreciate you. So praise God. So get your Bibles ready. We're going to get into the Word of God. And you can follow along as we read the Word together. Amen. It's awesome. And today, Pastor Brett is preaching on how to...
You will have whatever you say. how to have whatever you say.
How to have whatever you're going to say. How to receive. Yes.
You will have whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. That's a good word. So we're going to get right into it. So.
Well, I'm still sharing.
Still sharing.
Facebook sometimes doesn't want me to share, but I'm trying as hard as I can.
Okay. Well, while that's happening, you have a few minutes to get your Bibles ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You can praise the Lord. You know, praising the Lord is never wasted time. You can praise the Lord all the time, wherever you go. In your workplace, when you go to the cafeteria, you can praise the Lord. When you come home, you can praise the Lord. In the car, when there's traffic, you can praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I think we are shared. We are live.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. We are alive. We're not dead. We're alive. Praise the Lord. So let's open our Bibles, open our hearts, and let's close our eyes and pray. Of course, we can't read the Bible with our eyes closed, but we're going to pray first, and then we're going to read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege and the honor of broadcasting in the name of Jesus. We want to just teach your word, preach your word. And we thank you that as we plant and as we water, you bring the increase. You're so good, Father. You're so awesome. We just lift up the name of Jesus and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, Father, that in your presence, as people join in live or on the rerun, we pray that people will be saved, healed, delivered, set free, touched, changed for all eternity, refreshed, renewed, restored, revived. We pray people would fall in love with Jesus and be on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, hearts would be set ablaze. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in Jesus' precious, holy, majestic, awesome name, the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Would you just say his name? Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You will have whatever you say. Amen. I want to teach and preach the word on this subject tonight because if you are reading the Bible and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying, but it seems like something's missing. It seems like you're just not seeing the results that you want to see.
Mm.
You feel like maybe you're missing out. You're not living the abundant life that Jesus has for you.
Mm.
Maybe you're not walking in victory. maybe when you pray, a lot of times your prayers are like, Lord, forgive me, I messed up. Or maybe your prayers are like, Lord, why is this happening? Lord, what is going on? Mm. Well, not to worry. Tonight, the answer does come. Mm. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 11. Praise Mark, God. Chapter 11. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Mark chapter 11, and we'll start at verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I've been ready since the day I was born again. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So in verse 24, Jesus says to pray. But you've been praying, and you have been praying, and you have been praying, and you have been praying. So what's the blockage? What's stopping the fruit? What is holding back the blessing? Jesus tells us in verse 23. Let's look at verse 23 again. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you want things to change in your life, Jesus said in verse 24 to pray. But in verse 23, Jesus said to say.
To say.
Mm-hmm. Mark 11, 23. Let's read it again. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Say
the word.
Say, not just pray.
Say,
not just pray. You will have whatever you say.
Wow, that's powerful.
So you've been praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, but the problem is not what you have been praying. The problem is what you have been saying. Now turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. The Bible says, Jesus says, verse 11, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. If you've ever been around an alcoholic, you will notice that they say all the time, I gotta have a drink. They'll say that they just gotta have a beer, or they gotta have a drink. All the time. They will say they want a beer so bad they can taste it. They will say in their minds and out loud, over and over and over again, that they just gotta have a drink. They will say that they need to have a drink. They will say that they like this drink and they like that drink better. They will say they love this drink, and they love this drink even better. They love this drink, they love that drink. They will say all the time they can't stop drinking, and they'll even say they don't want to stop drinking. They will say it all the time. So the problem is not necessarily the devil. The problem is not the world. The problem is not people. The problem is not out there. The problem is right under your nose. Mm. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Proverbs now. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The Bible says, death and life are in the power of God. No? Is that what it says?
No.
The power of the tongue. The power of your tongue. Mm-hmm. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You have the power of life and death in your mouth, in your words, in your confession. You will have whatever you say. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you will have whatever you say. So if you don't like what you have, you must change what you say. Mm. It's time to change what you say.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Stop saying you, like, stop saying what you don't want to have and start saying what you do want to have. Mm-hmm. In other words, stop saying that you can't do it. Stop saying that you're always sick. Stop saying that you're addicted. Stop saying that you gotta have a drink. Stop saying that no one loves you. Stop saying that you don't have any friends. Mm-hmm. Stop saying that you can't get ahead. Stop saying you can't make it. Stop saying nothing good ever happens to you. Stop saying you have a generational curse. That's real spiritual. Mm-hmm. Stop saying what you don't want to have and start saying what you do want to have. Why? Because Jesus said you will have whatever you say.
Amen.
I'm happy. I'm peaceful. I'm joyful. I'm blessed. I'm loved. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm rich. I'm free.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous. Hallelujah. Amen. But Pastor Brett, I don't feel that way. You will have whatever you say. But Pastor Brett, I tried doing that before, and you will have whatever you say. Mm-hmm. But Pastor Brett, aren't I just being honest? Isn't it that I'm just saying what's happening in my life? No. You're not saying it because it's happening. It's happening because you're saying it. What you are experiencing in your life today is because of what you said yesterday. Mm-hmm. What you're experiencing now is because of what you have said in the past.
Yeah.
The things happening to you right now are because of what you have been saying. Mm-hmm. You will have whatever you say. If you don't like what you have, change what you say. Let's turn in our Bibles now to the book of James. James. Thank you, Lord, for your word. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 2. The Bible says, James chapter 3, verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle, or that means control, the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Wow. Your words, your confession, your mouth steers your life like a steering wheel on a car. If you don't like where your life is going, you gotta turn around and steer in the direction that you want to go. And you do that by turning around what you're saying.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's look at another scripture in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Romans chapter 4. We share so many scriptures because we're preaching the word.
Amen.
When preachers don't share scriptures, what are they saying?
Opinions.
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. The King James Version of this same verse tells us to call those things which be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important, because you don't call those things which are as though they are not. That's where people get religious and out of balance when it comes to confession. You know, like somebody will weigh 400 pounds and they'll say, I'm not fat, 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 I'm not fat. That's not how confession works. If your problem was confessing negatively about food, you know, people say they can't stop eating. They love food. You know, they can't go to sleep without eating ice cream. They have to have at least 3 Diet Cokes a day or they can't function. You don't want to grab a pound of chocolate and while you're eating it say, I don't like chocolate. I don't love chocolate. I don't love chocolate. That's not how confession works. You don't change the negative confession into denial. What you must do is you must speak positive confession in the name of Jesus. So, I eat healthy food. I eat until I am full. I eat good portions. I am disciplined. I am in control of what I eat. I am healthy. I have the fruit of self-control. I am fit. I am free. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You have the power to change things in your life by your confession.
Yeah.
You can call those things which be not as though they were. And you will have whatever you say, as long as it's in line with the Bible. Let's just make that clear. You know, you can't be like, I can fly, I can fly, I can fly. It's got to be, you have to find it in here. Okay, nothing like that. And you can confess natural desires. You know, like, I have a good and perfect job. I have a good and perfect house. You can confess, you know, I have a good and perfect car. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can confess natural confessions, but make spiritual confessions. Confess the word of God.
Amen.
right?
Amen.
Let's go to a very popular verse in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
The word of your testimony. Mm-hmm. What is the word of your testimony? Well, first of all, your testimony is not, I had cancer and I went to the hospital and the doctor said you have cancer. But then as I was going up the elevator, and then 30 minutes later, we're still listening. And then I turned and then I saw this painting, and the painting reminded me of, that's not your testimony. That's your story. Okay? And the Bible doesn't say that you overcome the devil by the word of your story. You overcome by the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking the word of God over yourself. Personalizing the word of God for you. That's your testimony. For example, in the book of Romans, let's look at that real quick. Mm-hmm. Another popular verse. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Right?
Yes.
The word of your testimony. So say the word personally. Say it over yourself. So this verse, I would say, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. I am saved. Right?
Yeah.
The word of God, personal, my testimony. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. I am saved.
Amen.
That is my testimony. Amen?
Amen.
So write it down on paper, or write it down in your phone, or write it down on your computer. Write down scriptures that you can confess over yourself. Write down the word of God that you can say over yourself every day. Amen?
Amen.
So here's some examples, okay? I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. I am saved. Romans 10, verse 9. God loves me. I am loved. He loves me. 1 John 4, verse 10. I am forgiven and cleansed. 1 John 1, verse 9. I am a child of God. John 1, verse 12. I am born again. I am born of God. John 3, verse 3. I have eternal life. John 3, verse 15. Jesus has a place in heaven for me. John chapter 14, verse 2. I am in Christ. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. I am blessed. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 1, verse 3. I prosper and I am in health. My soul prospers. 3 John, verse 2.
Amen.
I am healed. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. I abide in Jesus' word. I am his disciple indeed. I know the truth, and I am free. John 8, verse 31 to 32. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. God has a good plan for me. I am walking in his plan for me. Ephesians 2, verse 10. Jesus is with me always. Matthew 28, verse 20. I submit to God. I resist the devil, and he flees from me. James chapter 4, verse 7. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. I have been made perfect in love. I am free from fear. 1 John 4, verse 18. I have power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is it. This is how you do it. That is the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Write down scriptures that you can confess over yourself every day, and write down confessions of what you want.
Amen.
I live in a good and perfect house. I have a good and perfect job. I am debt free. I am free from alcohol. I am free from drugs. I am free from depression. I am filled with joy. I am at peace. I'm happy. And you will have whatever you say.
Amen.
I'm saved. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm blessed. I'm born again. I'm forgiven. I'm righteous. I'm pure. I'm holy. I'm full of faith. I'm full of life. I'm loved. I'm free. Amen.
Amen.
When you call someone on the phone or you go see someone, listen to what you're saying. Maybe you can record it on your phone there. Are you saying words like, I went to the doctor on Monday and it's because I have this sickness? And then I went to the specialist on Tuesday and it's because I have this disease? And then I went to the dentist on Wednesday and it's because I have these cavities? And I went to the bank on Thursday because I don't have any money? And then I went to the bus station on Friday because my car doesn't work ever? Do you hear what you're saying? Do you go to a prayer meeting and say something like this? Pray for me, brothers. Pray for me because I have this problem and I have this and this happened to me and nothing can be done and it's impossible and I don't know what I'm going to do. So please pray for me. Amen. Good night. Stop saying what you don't want and start saying what you do want.
Yes.
Say something like, can you agree with me in prayer? I am believing God to be completely healed of all cancer in the name of Jesus. I am believing God for a new house, a good and perfect house. Would you agree in prayer with me? I'm believing God for a better job with a higher salary in a better location and better hours. Would you agree with me in prayer? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I got it. I got it. Right?
Yes.
If you really believe the word of God that you will have whatever you say, then you will change what you're saying.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Write down confessions of what you want and write them in present tense, like you already have it.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, believe you receive them and you will have them. So if you really believe that you receive them, you'll say it like you already have it.
Yeah.
So write it down. Don't say, I want to be healed if there's any hope for me. No, write down, I am healed of. I am healthy. I have good and perfect eyes. I have good and perfect eyesight. I have good and perfect ears. I hear perfectly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My back is healthy. My stomach is healthy. My nose is healthy. My skin is healthy. My teeth are healthy. My hair is healthy. I eat healthy food. I am healthy. My heart is healthy. My arteries are healthy. My veins are healthy. My blood is healthy. Amen?
Amen.
Say what you want like you have it already. Amen. And you will have whatever you say. Amen. Let's That's
awesome. Yes, that's faith. That's speaking faith.
Mm-hmm. Say it like you got it. Karabakasha. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Verse 23, Jesus says, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." So, you have to say to the mountain.
Yes.
To the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So stop talking about the mountain. Stop saying how big the mountain is. Stop saying how impossible the mountain is. Stop saying you don't know what to do about the mountain. Start saying to the mountain.
Yes.
Say to the mountain, be removed. Get out of my way. Get out of my life. Get away from me in the name of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then start saying what you want.
Amen.
So, for example, mm-hmm. if the mountain is an alcohol addiction, you say, in the name of Jesus, alcohol addiction, be removed. Get out of my way. Get out of my life. Alcohol addiction, come out. Get away from me in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Then write down confessions and start saying them over and over and over every day.
Yeah.
For example, I am free from alcohol in the name of Jesus. Nothing controls me. Nothing binds me. The Lord Jesus has set me free. I abide in his word. I am his disciple. I am following Jesus. And I know the truth,
mm-hmm.
and the truth has made me free from alcohol.
Amen.
I can't stand the smell of alcohol. Alcohol is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is terrible. Alcohol has never helped me. I submit to God. I resist alcohol in Jesus' name. I am free from alcohol. I am free from withdrawal. I am free from addiction. I am free from spirits. I am free from demons. I am forever free from alcohol in the name of Jesus, and you will have whatever you say.
Amen. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important what you're saying, because we can write our confessions, we can write them down, and like
mm-hmm.
the scripture says, you can believe in your heart, but you have to say them. So
mm-hmm.
when you write them down, make sure you're saying it.
You
Amen.
Have to confess with your mouth.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You know, if anybody's watching and they're not sure that they're saved, they're not sure they're going to heaven, they're not sure they're born again, it may be that they believe in their heart about Jesus, but they've never said it.
Mm.
Would you lead them in that?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, if that's you and you're not sure if today was your last day that you would go to heaven, let's be sure today. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now. The Bible says to believe in your heart and make confession with your mouth
mm-hmm.
out loud. So let's pray this together. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And the Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means whoever. Whosoever. That means you. So we're going to pray this prayer
mm-hmm.
of dedicating your heart to Jesus Christ Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's say this prayer together. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me and cleanse me.
Wash me and cleanse me.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Jesus, thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
That you died for me.
That you died for me.
And you're coming back.
And you're coming back.
Again for me.
Again for me.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Give me a passion for the Word of God.
Give me a passion for the Word of God.
And a hunger for the things of God.
And a hunger for the things of God.
And a holy boldness.
And a holy boldness.
To preach the gospel.
To preach the gospel.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
And I'm on my way to heaven.
And I'm on my way to heaven.
Because I received Jesus Christ.
Because I received Jesus Christ.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you will have whatever you say. So if you said from your heart and with your mouth, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive mm-hmm. your sins. You have whatever you say.
Amen.
Jesus has heard your prayer.
Praise God.
And heaven is your home. If you meant business with God, God means business with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will have whatever you say. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, if you said that prayer, please message us, let us know. We just want to rejoice with you. That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. You know, all of heaven rejoices when we can, you know, confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we repent and turn back to God. Hallelujah. So heaven's rejoicing with you right now. Amen. So also, if you have any questions or anything about this broadcast, please let us know. Comments, let us know. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Praise God. You can message us on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look at River Ottawa. That's at River Ottawa. Praise God. You can help us get the word out by sharing this video and also by giving. You're giving, you're sowing into a seed. You're activating your faith and putting a seed into the gospel by your giving. Amen. So you can do that by clicking the link and give by debit or credit card, or you can give by your phone. You can text message River Ottawa to 77977. That's 77977. Praise the Lord. You're giving into the gospel. People are getting saved. Amen. So as you sow a seed, you're becoming a co-laborer. And I believe there's a way that you can sow one gift, or you can become a partner. Like a monthly, automatic monthly partner. So if you feel God's putting that on your heart, go ahead and give monthly as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Canada needs a word revival, and that's what we're doing. Amen. And also, if you're within 100 miles of Ottawa and you don't love going to church, that's not good. But guess what? Good news. The River at Ottawa Church is here, and you can come and be a part with us. Mm-hmm. And do whatever you can to get here. You know, a church alive is worth the drive. Mm-hmm. Amen. So you need to come and join us Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And we're going to worship the Lord and read the word where we bring the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Let's close in prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can lead us in
prayer. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father. You're so good. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us and giving us salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you that you rose again. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to quicken the word in each person today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for speaking to us today, your word. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. And Lord, I pray that you touch every heart. And Lord, that they would not just be hearers only, but doers of the word. And they would say the word of God and speak life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's close it out by saying the Word of God. Yeah. Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm loved.
He loves me.
He loves me.
He's with me.
He's with me.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm filled.
I'm filled.
With faith.
With faith.
And with the Holy Spirit.
And with the Holy Spirit.
I'm filled.
I'm filled.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
I'm filled.
I'm filled.
With the Spirit of God.
With the Spirit of God.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm peaceful.
I'm peaceful.
I'm joyful.
I'm joyful.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm thankful.
I'm thankful.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
I'm joyful.
I'm joyful.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm rejoicing.
I'm rejoicing.
I'm rejoicing.
I'm rejoicing.
I'm rejoicing in the Lord.
I'm rejoicing in the Lord.
I love to praise the Lord.
I love to praise the Lord.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's good.
He's good.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You will have whatever you say, so keep saying things like that. Keep saying the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you'll see things change.
Praise Amen. God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We love you. Good night.
Good night. We'll see you on our next broadcast or Sunday morning at 10 a.m.